This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, sorry. This is Vicky Follins from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I want to thank all of you for joining our webinar, which will provide you more information on the interesting TLD.sites. We have Neha Naik here with us from Radix Registry to provide you with some information on the Dutch site Sunrise. I will start shortly with providing you a stats update and some more information on the Sunrise calendar. But before we start, just to let you know that your lines are muted. You can pose any question through the chat box that you can find on your left-hand corner. And the presentation and the recording will be shared with you via email after the presentation. And with that, I will start with the Sunrise, with the stats update for the Trademark Clearinghouse. So as you can see, we currently have more than 36,800 trademarks recorded in the clearinghouse, so the marks that have been submitted. From those 36,800, almost 50% have been submitted for multiple years, meaning that they have trademark holders request to have their trademarks recorded for more than 1 year to take advantage of all the different services that we provide, such as Sunrise services, trademark claims notifications, and ongoing notifications. And about 94% of them are unverified. So there are still some trademark records that do not meet the eligibility requirements. So for those of you that are new to the Trademark Clearinghouse and want to participate in the Trademark Clearinghouse or with the Trademark Clearinghouse, please make sure that you read the Clearinghouse guidelines to make sure that you are indeed eligible, that your trademark matches the criteria as set out in those Clearinghouse guidelines. Now, we are happy to see that we have more than 120 jurisdictions that have been submitted to the clearinghouse. So it's clearly that the Trademark Clearinghouse is a global centralized database for verified marks. And we have trademark holders coming from about 106 different countries. We also have been accepting trademarks in different scripts. So most of the trademarks are in Latin scripts, such as the U.S. or the community trademarks, for example. But you can see here in the example or in the graph provided that we also have trademarks from China with the Chinese script, also Cyrillic, so Russian, mostly Russian trademarks. So you see that we do indeed have a number of those different scripts. So the trademark holders are taking advantage from all over the world to participate in the Trademark Clearinghouse. And we also see that once the Sunrise period is over, that a lot of trademark holders are receiving notifications. So as you see here, the figures, we have more than 150,000 claims notifications that have been sent out stating that a domain name that is matching a trademark in the clearinghouse has been registered. And we have over 100,000 ongoing notifications sent out. So the ongoing notification is pretty much the same as the claims notification, but it goes beyond the 90-day period that is necessary for the claims notification. And about 2,638 mark records have expired, so we clearly see that there is a very high renewal rate, approximately 93%. So there's a clear advantage of not only having your trademark in the clearinghouse for Sunrise purposes, but also to receive ongoing notifications and claims notifications. And after those stats, we want to provide you with an overview here of the active Sunrise. So for those of you that are new or not aware, we have updated our Sunrise calendar to provide a more clear view as to which Sunrises are being are active. So you can see them as well. The differentiation from the ones that are active are in green. And if I go to the next slide for the moment, you'll see that those that have been announced and are waiting to launch their Sunrise, they are in yellow. You can clearly go through the items here and you can click on them to get more information of who's the accredited registrar. If you click on the different links, and you see here that we have .site that is currently in Sunrise, meaning that if you still want to participate in Sunrise and you do not have your trademark verified by the clearinghouse that it's important to participate and submit your trademark today in the clearinghouse. And as for the announced sunrise, you see .tickets.online.theater.loan.racing. So these are the ones that are announced, so the meaning that you still have time to get your verified trademark records. But if you are interested in participating in one of these sunrises, we do recommend to submit your trademark records to the clearinghouse sooner rather than later, just to make sure that you are ready to go and set to go with your SMD file if and when those trademarks, will launch. And with that, I will hand it over to Nehe. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. And she will give you some more information on the .site sunrise. Thank you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. And thank you for joining us on this webinar today. Also, a big thank you to the Trademark Clearinghouse and Vicky and Peter for organizing this session. I'm Neha Naik, and I'm the Director for Channel Partnerships at Radix. The slides, just confirming that the slides are okay. We're there. A quick overview of who we are and what Radix is all about. We are the largest applicant from Asia, having applied for the best in terms of new TLDs. Our philosophy has always been to go for the top of the charts. So we ended up applying for the 7 out of the top 10 most valuable new GTLDs in this round. And this top 10 list was basically created by CEDO when the new TLD round first came out. And today we already have 4 TLDs that are live. That's .website, .space, .press, and .host. So website and space are generic TLDs, applicable to anyone. .press and host are more vertical focused. .website today has over 60,000 domains. .space is about 25,000 domains in spite of being launched just about 4 months ago. So both TLDs have been featuring in the top 10 fastest growing NTLDs and have seen interest from customers across the globe. 2015 will be a very big year for us here at Radix. We have some really good extensions with .site launching in July, like Vicky mentioned, followed by .tech in August and shortly after that with .online. So do watch out for the Radix TLDs through the rest of this year. And with that, I come to our biggest launch till date, which is .site. .site is short, it is intuitive, and it is generic. A TLD for which the market response before launch itself has been phenomenal, and we'll take you through what that has been so far and why, as a brand, you should consider a .site domain name. Just a quick background story here. Radix won .site from a very heavy contention set, beating other portfolio holders like Donuts, which many of you might be familiar with, Minds and Machines, and Google, to actually acquire the rights to run this extension. So this was hard-earned, and we hope to be able to make the most of launching this extension and making sure that we have customers on board using the .site TLD. So CEDO came out with this report on the top 10 most valuable new GTLDs. What their pricing experts did is they looked at TLDs that have the highest potential for success in the domain market, and they ranked these new TLDs accordingly. They analyzed hundreds and thousands of domain transactions in their marketplace, along with Google's searches for the keywords that the TLD had, the expected cost per click for online ads with the GTLD as the keyword. Another dimension they used was the number of .com names that exist with the word, let's say, site in them, right? Like mybusinesssite.com or .net. And also another criteria they used was the number of pre-registrations or expressions of interest that registrars had received for those extensions. Keeping all these parameters in mind, .site was ranked at number 3 as the third most valuable new TLD. I think it was only superseded by .shop and .web. So while all the signs in terms of customer acceptance are positive and interest already exists from what we've seen, let's take a look at .site from a little closer perspective. .site is a generic, right? And so what do we mean when we say generic, what do we mean? Basically, it's an extension that can cut across industries and is not tied to any specific vertical or use case. A TLD that cuts across geographies and across the world, it means the same, the name is actually understood by people in different countries as well. Because of its simple and broad approach, a generic TLD is suitable for brands and businesses across any industry and product segment, no matter what that vertical is. The dot site essentially checks all those boxes. It could be used by anyone that wants an online presence. Visiting a site is something that everyone understands and is essentially inherent to what we do online as internet users. It is understood across over nine languages, right, from Chinese to German to Spanish to Russian. And most of all, it is industry agnostic. Whether you are a tech, a fashion, auto, hospitality, brand, or business, your business name dot site or your brand name dot site would work. Essentially, anything dot site would make sense and would resonate with the audience. So generics is something that, you know, because we're talking about dot site as a generic, it's something that we've been tracking very closely, and we've been looking at the success of new TLDs very closely, and you'll see that the fastest growing TLDs have consistently been generics like .club, .click, .xyz, .top, .wong. They've all been positioned as generics in the market. ICANN came up with an RPM review in September last year, and as per that, .website had the third largest sunrise. Again, being a generic, it was something that brands thought it was something that they needed to acquire and something they could potentially use moving forward. And again, in terms of usage and actual adoption, out of the top 10 TLDs with the most number of sites in the Alexa top million, generics take 7 out of those 10 spots. So you'll see .website at number 5, .club at number 2, .link at number 3. So essentially, again, both from usage and adoption perspective, generics are set to take off and, you know, make it big in terms of adoption, in terms of usage, and in terms of numbers. So coming back to .site, here are some more data points to consider when deciding whether you should look at getting your brand or your business name .site in the Sunrise space. Site as a word is an extremely popular term used when registering domain names today. There are over 250,000 domains existing today with the word site in them. And last year itself, there were 48,000 new registrations with the word site in them. So these are just some examples of names that actually have the word sites. You'll see riftsite.com, tanafamilysite.com, alaskatravelsite.biz. So for different use cases, different industries, again, ties into the fact that site makes sense with every single brand or industry, be it individual or businesses. And you can see that from the kind of registrations that we've been seeing last year itself. Site is already in Sunrise. We expect it to become a mass market extension with competitive pricing and a really strong distribution channel. We have over 100 registrars accredited for .site already across geographies. The pricing that we expect .site to retail at eventually is between $10 and $20, which means that it would be an effect, like very competitively priced, affordable TLD across different channels that customers could get. Registrars that were taking expressions of interest for new TLDs from the data that was publicly available, like for some registrars like United Domains, we know that they had over 100,000 expressions of interest for the .site extension. .site also featured in the top 3 to top 10 most pre-registered or most expression of interest TLDs across registrars like OVH and Gandhi from France, United Domains that has a presence in both the US and Germany. So the interest has also been spread across the globe, and we hope that that will translate into actual registrations when we go live. So as a brand, you know, you might also want to look at what the potential of the TLD is and the use cases that you could potentially make of a .site domain. So taking that further in terms of the use cases and the usage ideas, if it's a new business, which I understand that most of you, you know, already have a business or a brand, but if you were a new business, .site would basically fit SMBs, small and medium businesses going live, freelancers, organizations that want to put up their brand name .site. But specifically for brands like such as yourself that already have an online presence, there are several creative uses for .site. It could be used as a URL shortener. You could launch different marketing campaigns or sections of your online presence on a .site extension. You could essentially launch a blog on a .site extension. And basically use your site name and .site name in several different ways, and they will all work because .site is intuitive and would make sense in any fashion. Quick overview of the timelines. Sunrise for .site is live. We launched on the 7th of May, and that goes on until the 6th of July. So you still have time to register your trademarks with the clearinghouse if you haven't done so and make most of the sunrise phase. This will be followed by an early access phase, which lasts for 7 days, where the prices start higher on day one and go down as we approach day seven. If you have already applied for names in this phase, I think we'd be very familiar with how this works because most new TLDs have launched in this fashion. So the EAP or the early access phase starts on the 8th of July, and then finally we hit general availability where names become available on a first-come, first-served basis for all on the 15th of July at 16 UTC. Just giving you an overview of the launch plan, .site has a very standard process. You need to have your trademark in the clearinghouse to be able to register a domain during the sunrise phase. We have what we call an end date sunrise, which means if we have multiple applicants for the same domain, then the outcome will be settled via an auction. Our auction provider is pool.com, which again, many of you might be familiar with. When we get into the early access phase, names start becoming available on a first-come, first-served basis. So similarly, when you go into GA, names start becoming available at standard pricing on a first-come, first-served basis. .site is easy to register. There are no extra requirements or verifications, and it functions as any other generic we have today. The additional thing is that we have premium names that have been set aside at a slightly higher price point, which might be interesting to many brands to control, you know, category killer names that might be very relevant to your business today. And premium names are available right from sunrise all the way into general availability. This is a list of the registrars that have already started offering sunrise registrations for .site. So we have support from most IP registrars out there. So if you haven't already secured your name in .site, we suggest you reach out to your registrars right away. And with that, it is a wrap from my side. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope you found the information that we had to share on .site informational. My contact details are up on the screen, so if you need anything, feel free to drop me a note. And with that, I will hand the session back to Vicky and Peter.
Thank you, Nia, for that great presentation. At this moment, I don't see that we have any questions, but maybe we can wait just a couple of minutes to see if there will be any questions.
Sure.
No, I think there will be no extra questions. So, again, for those of you that have questions, please feel free to contact Nia with her email address is there. If it's related to the Trademark Clearinghouse, please feel free to contact us. And I want to thank you, Nia, for providing the presentation, and thank all the participants for participating in the webinar today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.